This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The Israeli skies are clear and warm today. A gentle breeze is flowing across Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant afternoon, while Haifa feels the warmth under a bright sun. In the south, Be'er Sheva is also basking in sunny weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that senior military officials are concerned Judea and Samaria could become the next flashpoint amid tensions in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted earlier this hour that a Palestinian family claims settlers have taken over their unfinished home in the West Bank. A UN inquiry highlights a 130% surge in settler attacks since 2023. Also this hour, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the United States as a guarantor of global freedom during a call with former President Trump ahead of America's 250th Independence Day celebrations. Separately, I-24 News shared earlier today that Mojtaba Khamenei wishes to attend his father's funeral, but Iran fears an Israeli strike during the event. And finally, The Times of Israel reported from earlier today that a legal group in Italy filed a complaint against an Israeli man for alleged war crimes in Gaza. The group claims the man's social media posts show support for these actions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Mishani, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that Barghouti serving life sentences for terror attacks raises questions about Palestinian readiness for peace with Israel. Honest Reporting shared earlier today that their CEO highlighted media accountability changes since October 7th at a JNS conference. 15 journalists have been reassigned or fired for supporting extremist views, they add. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, mentioned just minutes ago that he found inspiration in meeting someone potentially near the front lines. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the concern over Judea and Samaria. Walla reports that with the IDF focused on Gaza and Lebanon, there is increasing apprehension that tensions may escalate within the West Bank. Senior officials see this region as a critical point of potential conflict. The implication is a heightened security posture within Israel itself. Turning to the West Bank home annexation story, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Palestinian family claims the settlers have unlawfully occupied their unfinished home. The UN's report, which mentions a sharp increase in settler violence, underscores growing tensions in these areas. The situation highlights ongoing disputes over land and property rights. Meanwhile, in diplomatic news, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Donald Trump discussed the importance of U.S.-Israel relations. Netanyahu's remarks come amidst U.S. Independence Day celebrations, emphasizing the strategic bond between the two nations. This relationship continues to be central to regional diplomacy and security. In a related development, I-24 News reports that Iran is on high alert due to fears of an Israeli strike targeting Mojtaba Khamenei during his father's funeral. This potential threat points to the ongoing tension between Israel and Iran. Such a strike could escalate regional hostilities. Finally, concerning the legal complaint in Italy, The Times of Israel details that the Hind Rajab Foundation has accused an Israeli combat engineer of endorsing war crimes in Gaza through his social media posts. This legal action reflects the increasing scrutiny of military actions beyond national borders, affecting international perceptions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Tracer has secured $25 million in funding to develop autonomous military systems for underground warfare. This innovation targets conflicts involving tunnels and bunkers, enhancing military capabilities. Separately, according to Walla Business, a court has permitted the mayor of Lod to appear in advertisement videos aimed at attracting investors. This decision allows the city to boost its economic development efforts. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights that regional infrastructure projects threaten to bypass Israel if the country does not revisit the IMEC vision. Integrating transportation with commerce is crucial for maintaining Israel's competitive edge in regional trade. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.